Cast Nation.
Sorry, I had to go pee pee.
Whoa, I could have gone my whole life without knowing that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Right. I guess that's what business partners are for, you know. Share some deep
insight. Gotta let you know when I go to the potty break, man. It's just common. Right. It's common business.
Right. You don't
have to go looking for me. You're like, where the fuck did the motherfucker go? He said he went to the bathroom.
Right. I guess he went in there.
He'll probably be in there for another 30, 40 minutes.
Right. Because it's a union break.
Right. Gotta sneak those in, man.
Right. I guess we should let all the rest of the party people in the YouTubes in on this. So let's get the show on the road.
Do it.
Do it now.
Crush it. Crush them souls. Do you crush souls? I crush souls.
Oh, yeah. Crush so many souls.
It's a weird sound.
Yo, Crypto Nation and Mining Family, welcome to another episode of Mining After Dark with your two favorite hosts, Crypto Mikkel and Nemesis. Yo, what's happening?
Party people, how are y'all doing, man? Y'all doing fantastic? Like, great, dandy.
Right. How'd you like that intro? I was just kind of thinking of it on the fly and stuff. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to crush it. Crush it like the souls of my ribs. We started talking about crushing souls before coming out here.
I think he's Equihash mining, guys.
Whoa. Is that even a thing anymore?
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't you Equihash mine, bro?
Always. Every day, you know.
I mean,
I've got
Beam hash counts as Equihash. Not like entirely, but it is a form of Equihash.
Yeah, I guess you can talk like
they that. Do measure in souls.
Yeah, that is true.
That is one determining factor.
Mm-hmm.
What up, everybody out there? How are y'all freaking doing out there, tech man, nerd? What is up, FA in the chat? Lock and loaded, said Yash Nick. He's locked and loaded, ready to go. Keeper of the Crypto said, what is up, peep?
We got Nefarious Technology. What's up?
Dang, what y'all doing? He says, hashtag or $ Aeon. Which, guys, don't forget, there's poker tournament coming up.
Woo!
Which will be hosted here on DCA Adventure. Which I'll probably lose, like always, because, you know, it's hard to host event. It's hard to host a live stream and play at the same time.
No, you see, the trick is you ignore the live stream that's going.
But I have to miss out on the first couple of hands because I got to, like, get all the tables open. And even then, you can only get so many tables open. Like that was our biggest issue last time, is that there's just so many tables. It just couldn't. Like, I don't even know how to, like, fit that many on this game.
Yeah, it's like, hashtag make Aeon great again. I don't know about that.
Aeon equals Equihash, yeah. Aeon does equal Equihash. But he's not mine, Aeon. But it is, yeah. Zell's Equihash. But, yeah.
Yep. I toy him
in. Mr. Anderson. Yo. Yeah. Poker tournament, Keeper of the Crypto.
Right. Texas Hold'em.
April 10th, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Announcements will be going, like, written announcements and, like, invitations and stuff will be going out towards the end of the month, I believe. 4K screen will let more tables look. I don't think a 4K screen would. I'm running out of space on the screen. If I got like a gigantic TV, if I had a 65-inch TV, would that change things?
It might cut off some stuff, either that it'll smoosh it all down to where it's unreadable.
I mean, because I got a 50-inch, like, that way. That's, like, off to the side. And I totally could do it. Because I could not have... Let's get this man 65-inch to find out. I mean, I'd imagine it's a bigger screen. I mean, that's obviously the holdback, right?
Right.
I'm running out of screen space. Running out of real estate.
If it's 50 inches at 1080p...
He says the resolution is key, not the size of the screen. Come on, man.
No, it's the playback quality. It's what you can play back in.
I can only make the window so small. Like, that's the issue.
He'll be able to see it, but the playback quality to you guys.
The playback quality has been great this whole time. But it's just that the size, I can only get the windows so small. And I can only fit, I think, what was it? Two, three, I think it was like four across is the resolution. Well, right, but it's still the resolution. Okay. Tell me what I need to buy in a fairies. Obviously, I don't. 8K is 8K. 8K is not 8K. 8K is like 5 and some change.
Right.
4K is not quite 4K.
No, I could believe in 4K, not 8K. But just 4K, because
4K monitors are expensive, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Very expensive. I've been looking at a 1440p, which is 2K. And that's still $400 for a decent one.
$400?
Yeah, for a decent one. Because, like, you're going to want to, you want to have a snappy response to the screen for when you're gaming. They've got 4K with 1 millisecond response times. Epic. Epic.
Yeah, see. See, Tech Man knows what's up. It says 3840. Yeah, it's not real 4K, man. It's 3840. Right.
Panda.
Max voltage rate. What?
What?
Was Max Voltage live?
What?
I love that guy.
Right, he's cool.
That's cool. That's why you get an LG 4K TV. Ah, see ya. Yeah, you right, Ray Ray. I mean, I did get a new monitor since the last poker tournament because my old monitor died, but I'm still only 1920, so...
What's up, Max Voltage?
What else, Max? Were you live, Max? You were, man. You start posting your videos in the DCA Discord.
Right?
LG Ultra Gear.
Oh my god!
What?
Oh
my god! Why?
No!
Why?
No!
Is that a TV?
Yeah!
That better be a TV.
No, that's a monitor.
Weak. Fuck you, Bandit. Just kidding. I love you, Bandit. Searching
last minute decision. What is this?
That is a 27-inch monitor.
Yeah.
No. And it's like $700.
Still, no.
No.
It's like, God, I'd love to get an Asus, you know, 4K monitor, but I'm not spending $600 for a monitor.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to give me some weird off-brand monitor that'll be just as good with 1 millisecond latency on the screen response time, which is in competition with the freaking leading ones. There's no reason to buy name brand. Unless you got like stupid money and you're like, yeah, I'm Bitcoin rich. Yeah. Then Max, do whatever you want, man. I don't care.
Max, post your channel in the live chat. You're mod, right? Mm-hmm. No, you're not mod. Dang it, you can't.
Ralph Cooper. Yo.
How close?
265 hertz refresh or bust. That's too funny. Uh-oh. We got Yajnik spamming FA in the chat. Because DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome. too funny, guys. Everybody spamming that FA in the chizat. Mm.
Everybody.
Right? Everyone. But I see Damn Max it. Is already bringing up that dreaded London heart fork.
Yeah, man.
And Max is trying to put us back on topic.
I got it, Max. I already posted it for you. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's going to be great for Ethereum's price, man.
Right.
It'll be great for the price. But
that's what they're hoping.
I think it will be.
I don't know.
I think it'll be great for the price. I think we'll start seeing the run-up right as it comes in. And we'll really know, like, as it's happening, it'll probably still pump. And it'll pump probably about 12 hours. It's my given guess. It's not financial advice. I'm not Trader Jesus, but, you know, I think it'll probably start coming down.
Oh, yeah. As all the miners exit.
And it's how low it will go is determined of what its outcome will be, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't go very low, and it comes starts coming back up, it'll be good for a little bit. You know what I mean? If it'll still go sideways probably for a while, I would imagine. But that's price-wise. Mining work-wise probably suck.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Might not suck as bad. Maybe just because a lot of people will leave. You know, so there'll be less competition, so therefore you'll get some rewards. More rewards than you are now because you'll have less competition, but definitely nowhere what you're going to get now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're getting like one Ethereum, you're only going to get
quarter.
Yeah.
A quarter of to maybe a half if you're lucky. Yeah. Somewhere in between there.
So. Yeah. Today's a great time to get out of ETH. ETH is up and nothing else is. Yep.
Yeah.
Since I exchanged for BTC, I had a sell order that it triggered today. And I'm taking that ETH and I'm moving it elsewhere. I don't know if I have like a couple more sell orders, like trading orders that I'm going to trade on and like sell, but I don't know. I still have some mining Ethereum that I'm holding and I'm holding for London and just to see what's going to happen. If it starts dumping, I'm just going to dump my ETH before it's too late. And then no regrets later.
No regrets.
Yeah, no regrets. I'll kind of go as I'll get some out as it goes along. So I don't know. Excuse me. I know I'll be gone next week. It's my daughter's birthday. So I'll be away on Saturday and stuff. But maybe it might be a good time to get like Max Voltage on here with you and Yashnik on here. And sit here and everybody have some good combos. Sucks I won't be a part of it, but, you know. I know everybody would love to hear their opinions and stuff right. like that. That'd be pretty FA.
Right. What's up, Batman? What's up, what's up? Max is like spec mining a few things like Firo, CoinFlux, AE, and then Tube.
Tube, yeah, BitTube. Oh, Max is sure, but not with the Ashnik, that guy. I don't know. The Ashnik's like, I'm in.
Max is like, I'm out. I'm done. I want nothing to do with it now.
That's funny. Oh my gosh, dude. An Acer Predator monitor, right? 27-inch Ultra HD, 3840, right? 4K, 120 hertz. Guess the price.
I don't know. I'm afraid. With these crazy COVID times, I don't know pricings anymore.
Would love to see a guess in the chat as well. Whoever answers it first correctly. Ooh, 56. Close. Too high. Very close. 56. Too high, Crypto Bidell.
Gundy does stuff and things. He's like $5 hairs.
No, definitely not Gundy. Close. Too low, Tech Man. Too low, Crypto Bidell.
It's like probably like
$14.99. No. Batman. 1 million Canadian.
1.2 Canadian. Hell no.
Oh my gosh. It's ridiculous prices. All right, it's 11. Crypto, there you go, Crypto Bidell. Ah, you're close, Crypto Bidell. You're a penny off. It's $1,199.99, not 98 cents. Close, but yeah, it's about almost a $1,200 monitor. After taxes, it's a $1,200 monitor.
Oh yeah, easy.
That's
easy.
Ridiculous. Redonkulous.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 out of 10 wouldn't buy.
No. Most likely not to buy ever. It's bad enough I spent $1,700 on a
it's one extreme to the other. They either have a bottom dollar or a top dollar. No middle dollar. Mm-hmm. No, they don't. They're either really expensive or really high. Tech Man said $200 left from COVID cash after that, right? He spent a whole COVID check on a 27-inch 4K 120-hertz monitor. Oh, man. Oh, that's terrible. Why, man? So 4K monitor is the reason, you say. Resolution size. I guess because, you know, the bigger resolution, the more. So just because you get a TV doesn't mean it would fix that because it could still be a 1080p TV. I get. All right. Fair enough. Took my brain 22 minutes to process that.
I'll stick with my 2K gigabyte monitor for $300.
I have a curved monitor, but it's still only 1080p.
It's like I'd like to get a 1440p. I'd
just be happy get the 49-inch. Some people use they just get TVs as monitors, but I mean,
the response on the pixels suck.
The bigger the monitor, the bigger the TV, the worse it gets.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've seen those really massive ones that are like, you know, fully curved that you could like hug.
Yeah.
I've seen those at someone of those at Best Buy. It seems like it's just too much.
It is. It's ridiculous.
The Samsung 49-inch, you can split into three displays. Really? That's cool. I take that. I have two 20-inch monitors. Yeah, but there are the 1080p. That's the discussion. Is that they need to be more than 1080p in order for me to fit more poker tables on a screen.
Yep, he needs more pixels.
This is the dilemma for the next poker tournament, is that we need more resolution for an next poker tournament.
Nerds like use four 4K 24-inch monitors.
So oh, that'd tiny. Be dope. Just bam, 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 bam. Ah, you just big square. Put them all right back each other. Just a big square. From 15700. I got the, I have my 3060 Ti. But I'm getting a 3060 12 gig tomorrow. So, it'd be aight. The 49-inch Asus is too narrow. What up, Unknown Crypto? Monitors. Monitors and EIP.
Right, right. EIP is bad.
Crypto Bidell, sell your ETH and buy what you need, plus a few extras, just because. 3060 can do 8K, supposedly. So can the 3060 Ti. But 3060, would be way better because of the higher memory, in my opinion. At least that's the point of the higher memory, is so you could handle like a higher refresh rate.
We're even going to this.
Did they even make an 8K desktop monitor? That even thing. I didn't look. Can't be. Holy shit. That is a thing.
What?
Oh, 8K monitor.
Yeah. Way too much money.
Dell UltraSharp 32-inch 8K Ultra. 7680 by 4320. $4,000.
Yeah, way too much.
It's just
Linus Tech Tip spent $32,000 for what was it, 100-some-odd-inch 8K TV.
Nope. The people are crazy.
Just like the people who are trying to pass the ZIP 1559.
He said just 2.5 ETH. Oh, yeah. Just 2.5 ETH.
There's nothing.
Fucking monitor. Oh, nothing. My God. We can't even. He says mine was not even that much. Cost less than ETH POS. Oh my gosh, man.
Yeah, Crypto Bidell, yeah, 1559 is going to be introduced into the London hard fork coming up in July.
Yep,
it was, so that's right around the corner. Pass.
Let's start marketing campaign to 51% attack ETH. How can we do it? I mean, what I'm interested in is that when the fork happens, what pools aren't going to fork? Just to prove a point. Well, any of them. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Will they all just change last minute because they don't want to lose profits and they don't want to, like, lose anybody? Or will one of them stand up and, like, hey, point your hash right here if you want to stick it to the man and just not fork and just fork the chain? Like,
well, that's ETC.
It's doable. I mean, it's doable. So, I mean, it may not serve a purpose, but it is a doable situation.
Have them sit there and turn it into ETH 1.0.
He says if pools don't switch, it doesn't happen. They're all going to follow the line for it because of the difficulty run. That's what I'm saying. Like them, I'm sure they would all follow because of that. But I would point my ash right at a pool that they're talking about pushing the difficulty bomb off. You know what I mean? Like if there was a pool that would stand up like that and do that, I'd point all my ash right there. I would lose like a couple of days worth of profit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right? FA in the chat if you would.
Fuck yeah. Like,
just to prove a point. Be like, no. Like, we do have a say. Like, regardless of what they say. Like, we can...
There's gotta be consensus.
Our hash rate is our say. We can, like, not do what they want. We can not protect them. In my opinion. Like, when I made that comment that one day about some people didn't like it, but like, if you don't like it, mine something else. Like, you have that right.
It may be
a little less profitable, but if you don't like it, if you don't like what they're doing, mine something else.
Right.
I don't know how to speak, but.
Right. We run the network. They use the
network. To pull it off. Right? I mean, I think that'd be cool. See, Christian Bedell, he said he sold all of his ETH and pulled off. Choice.
Right.
I love it. I may go all in. We run the network. You are correct, nerd.
Mm-hmm.
We run the network. ETC to BTC for the win. I mean, that's my personal opinion. Now I'm not condoning an attack. I mean, a 51% attack, maybe. You know, 51% attacks is built in. Like, that is a thing. Once someone double spins, that's when it's illegal. But 51% is illegal.
Well, Micah was sitting there going, yeah, we'd like to see that actually pull off.
Yeah, they asked for it. He said, hey, 51% us. What's going to happen? Well, what if we just don't mine your fork chain?
Right, what happens?
What if 51%? If you want a 51%, what if we 51% of our hash rate doesn't fork?
Well, that's ETC.
I don't know. I'm just saying. That's just my thought. I mean, ETC has like. I'm not talking about making another coin. Like that's not the point. It's just full on 51% of the hash rate doesn't move and agree, like, what would happen?
I think it would take more than 51%. I think it would take more like 80%. It'd have to be a security risk.
See what I was trying to say. Panda said, mining ETH in every payout, trading into something else. F8, Panda. Max says, if we turn off the London hard fork, it will slow down the network like crazy, causing issues.
Oh, yeah.
Also, we don't have to attack. We can facilitate the attack by centralizing the hash rate at NiceHash.
Yep.
Here it says the pools get paid at a percentage reward, so if they fork, they lose more than any miner. Yes. True. My E. Oh, it's a 56. He says my eighth gets spent in DeFi gas fees. Poor fella. Let's see. Friends don't let friends use nice trash. That's a good one. I like that one.
Right.
Let's put all of our hash into DCA coin. That is the ETH fork, DCA. It's the DCA coin. The DCA fork.
Too funny.
Oh. But selling the ETH is still mining the ETH. Yeah. Correct. If you're selling the coin, you still mined the coin and you sold it. A real FU is holding all of your Ethereum to zero. That's a big FU. Because they make nothing off of you if you don't sell it. That's hard. That's a hard pill to swallow, though. You know what I mean? Like, if you're holding, like, a validator's worth of Ethereum, like, that's 32 ETH, like, are you going to hold it to zero? That's a hard one to swallow.
Well, holding it to zero. If it
goes back to 2 or 3K and then goes down to zero, like, a lot of people's hands they're not going to sit on their hands all the way back down. They just won't. They'll cash out. People still get paid. But if you don't, I don't know.
But Crypto Bedell, it's like, thought. Yeah, in one hand, mining ETH is still helping them. In another hand, you're also helping the people that are using the network more than the devs themselves.
No one ever answered my question, which really kind of irked my nerve, is that if it happens, like, how safe are smart contracts anymore? Like, are they safe anymore? Is that a thing? Are they not safe? If 50% attack happens, and like this happens, like, say we all not as a, say all miner 51% of the miners as a collective fork the chain, right? What happens to all the smart contracts? They're not going to be safe, right? What if the one bad apple doubles? What if one bad apple out of the 51% double spins?
That only hurts the network, not the contracts.
But the contracts are on the network.
Right. But the 51% is not going to stop their network from running. No. The contract will still execute. It's just if you're trying to move value through, you need the miner. It's like ETC. Nothing happened to their code base. It was
Max. It was an smart attack. Contracts are safe, but value goes down.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Exactly.
Yep, it can. You're correct, nerd. Any code that's been run on ETH can be copy pasted right into ADA. Same thing with like Binance Smart Chain. Same thing. All of that stuff. Just copies. It's all copyable. You can do it. You can do anything that the ETH has done on a different chain. It's doable. Right. Any proof of work chain. It can be done. It's a lot of work. And it's just not as, you know, it's Ethereum. Everybody knows. Loves Ethereum.
Right. Because it's all built upon Solidity and all that good
stuff. I'm ready for like some private smart contracts. You know what I mean? Some privacy coins that run some smart contracts. Regulatorily, like, of course, nightmare. But as an FA freedom standpoint, FA all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what a contract says is protected by the miners. True. My feeling is if we the miners pull off ETH, the price will fall and the contracts will be less secure. The ASICs will be there, but we'll lose a lot. So it's crypto though. Maybe. Maybe. It's slippery slope.
Mm-hmm. It's an experiment. We're going to see how plays out.
BTC all the way. Like this just, you know, like BTC all day. But for a crypto standpoint, this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like as a whole, it's not just about Bitcoin as crypto. Bitcoin's always about Bitcoin. But as a whole, crypto's not just about Bitcoin.
It's the first anymore. Time that devs are dictating.
It was never really just about Bitcoin.
Right. And this is also the first time devs have dictated that it's more important to give value to the user versus giving value to the miners for the security for your users.
Right.
So we're going to see how this interesting little experiment turns out for them. I don't think it's going to do anything for their price.
That's my rant. My rant's over. Let me see what everybody else says, though.
Nerd with the hodl.
Yeah,
for keep sure.
Crypto. China won't pull off and they have way more than us.
Oh, yeah.
That's not entirely true. China has most of the Bitcoin hash rate, not most of the Ethereum hash rate.
Yeah, Ethereum is
mistaken.
Ethereum is actually spread out pretty good.
My MMA came on and has an upscaler in it. Probably. Nerd, do you have Snapchat? Panda. Oh, he's going to send you a picture of the dark sloth. It's also 4 months away. Yeah. Anything now? You are correct. Yeah, sure.
The ETH drama hurts my heart. Tech man is too funny. But they're saying that Ethereum's going to try to, you know, it's going to moon over Bitcoin. You know, that's what they're all these users are like getting on top of it now. It's like Ethereum's going to be better.
Just a user.
Yeah, they're just that's users. It.
Just a user.
And as long as they keep treating Ethereum as a Ponzi scam, which is you keep on getting more and more people to lock up 32 ETH into the protocol, so you'll artificially pump the price.
One would hope.
I see an exit strategy.
One would hope, right?
What, for a rug pull? No.
No. No, what Nefarious is talking about. He says they could reverse their position, especially if the blowback continues to grow.
They're not going to care. They're looking at going.
So I said, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. I'll hope in one hand and shit in another and see which one fills up first.
Oh, I'll do neither.
Yeah, I don't want to do either. I'm just saying. I probably won't because I already know the outcome of that. I'll have a very dirty hand.
Gross.
Yeah, no. It's not gross if you don't do it, though.
Nerd's like, I don't shit my hand. No, that's wrong.
Good job, Panda.
What?
A local PC shop called him back today.
For 38
Zotac. Get it, man.
That's what's up.
Fun. Jeez. Nefarious.
Yeah, he keeps on getting in trouble talking to Micro Center people.
It's like biting the hand that feeds you, man.
Yep. What up, Bitcoin Jake?
What up, dude? How's it going? What a bummer. Don't you hate that? You wait for something to get in and you need it like now, but then it gets delayed and you're like, now I just got to go spend the money and buy it a little bit more expensive closer.
Right.
Because it's not going to be here and I need it right now.
Right.
It's like, next day shipping my ass.
Way too funny, Jay.
I need a Mobo, an AMD, PCU. Anybody got one for sale? Jay, Nerd has like a whole PC for you. Motherboard, Well, we could replace the motherboard, but he's got like a whole PC.
He needs a motherboard, though, is what he's saying.
Yeah, but he says he needs AMD, PS, and power supply, and CPU. Got it all, man. We got it. Got it. I'm not the biggest Intel fan, but I mean, it'll do you. It'll do you well. My opinion. I just don't like Intel. It's just a personal preference.
It's all about those coup de
grace. Yeah, message message boss in the Discord, Jay Myers. Or boss message Jay Myers. This variant 8 won't DM me first, according to Discord.
Right.
Gosh.
Stop. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Like what? You get like the elbow, like right, like in like where you feel it want to pop and it doesn't pop. And it's like stuck. And you're just like, pop. But it's just like. Yeah, Gundy also has a Ryzen 7 2700, but you'll need everything else. I like the Ryzen CPU. I'm partial to that, though. But Nerd has like an entire full build, CPU, RAM, everything. So, I mean, that's, you know what I mean? Take your pick. my opinion. Community donate for Jay. Yeah.
For sure, smash the like button for that one.
That one's FA all the way.
Right.
Is it AMA time?
Oh.
Ask a question. Yeah, go for
it. Yeah, you go for it.
Go for it to the end of the stream. AMA, ask questions. I'll answer. Dang right. There you go. Donate via coin request. What? Crypto McKell, did you get a 3060 yet? No. I pick it up tomorrow. Go and pick it up tomorrow. I'll be mining on it tomorrow night.
Cool.
Depending on when I get back, maybe we'll stream it. I don't know. Because if I do that, I'll throw them both in the same computer. And I'll just stream off the 3060 Ti and not the 3060. That should be fine. That shouldn't affect my hash rate. I don't think. If I'm streaming off the 3060 Ti.
Ti, no, it shouldn't affect the second card.
Okay. I'll just make sure to put the 3060 at the bottom. Make it slot 2. Half tempted to not even install drivers. And to use the drivers that I'm using for the 3060 Ti that I haven't updated since before the debacle went out.
It's not in the BIOS, that's the problem.
Yeah, I know. I'm just curious if it ever changed.
It's not it's not software. It's all in the firmware on the card itself. They've got it looking for certain they're looking for a certain key points on the ETH DAG file being loaded up.
Mm-hmm.
And when it sees those things, it's like, oh, reminding.
It's high memory usage. ETC gets limited.
Well,
as well as BirdHash. BirdHash, the hash rate gets, you watch it get cut in half because of the high memory usage.
Right, but it's what it's loading on there. There is something similar between the two that's getting loaded on.
BirdHash is very similar to ETHash.
Right. So with that being said, if it loads in certain key points, it triggers that little handshake going reminding.
Can you ask Ed if we get an AMD mining card? They released a 5700 mining specific fanless card. But we don't get them.
No.
They're only for the blockchain servers, and the blockchain servers are for big business, not for us.
Yeah.
We don't have enough money.
We're into deplorables now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care about the poor people. Poor
people, I think Panda said it didn't show up in Windows until you ran the newest driver. Oh. I believe that. I could believe it.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have the handshake.
Tech man, 3900X versus 5900X. 484 compared to 549. Rarely in stock. Both can do smart access now. Would you buy the 3900 or the 5900? 3900. All day. I love that the 3000 series can do smart access. They've said they're going to get all the way down to second gen. The first gen might have hope, but if they can get to second gen, then they can make it to first. But just making it to three is a big leap, in my opinion. I think they'll all be able to. Intel CPUs can do smart access too, so I don't see why not. Yeah, the 5900X is pretty baller though. But the 3900 is pretty cool. I run a 1700X in my computer. It does fine. Yeah, it's hard to score the 59 then, yeah. You're right. If you can get it, get it. But 39 is cool. Oh, it's been, yeah. I don't blame you, man. CPUs are expensive. Everything's expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah, Crypto Vidal. Have a good night, buddy. You're about to be heading out of here, too. The biggest difference I saw was the i3 cache in the 5900. It's accessible in one chunk, so it's faster. Yep. I'm not a hardware guy, really, but yeah. Gross. Oh, for sure, Gundy. When the RX 580 8 gigabytes are back at MSRP, you know the market's inflated. For sure, dude. It's ridiculous. That's like 4 or 5 years ago, you could buy those cards for the same price that they're offering them for now. It's like they never went out of style. They go, hey, we could just, hey, we have these, so let's just sell them for the same price. People will buy them, I'm sure. And they do. Every time. We'll get you there, Jay. We're gonna build you a nice baller PC. We'll get you a PC that even we'll get you a good enough PC that you could put two cards in there. So that way you could just baller out in one PC. You'd be like Brandon and put three GPUs in there. When I saw that video of Brandon Coyne with the 330 60 Ti's in there, I cringed, man. I was like, oh my gosh, those poor middle cards, like. Just can't breathe at all. Doing fine, but yeah.
It's like being stuck in rush hour traffic and you ride the guy's bumper in front of you and you wonder why you smell like exhaust in your car.
Yeah. For sure. My helium hotspot got wiped. Now I can't add it again. So it's owned by somebody else, aka me. Uh-oh. I don't know how to help you on that one, Shank. Is it your helium hotspot or is it like an Emirate hotspot? Mm-hmm. Jay. Nasty.
The free one from Emirate.
Yeah, you don't own it. Emirate owns it.
Right, you get a little trickle of what they make with it.
Yeah. You don't own it. It's okay, Shink. When you set it up, once you get to the page that says, like, you don't own this hotspot, you're good. Just exit out of the app. It's fine. Once you've got to that point, it's good. It'd be okay. He's about to sell it on eBay. Yeah, don't do that. You just remember, like, you don't own it. You can send it back, though. Just send it back to the address that's on the box. If you email them, they'll send you a postage, too. Just food for thought. He said the hash. Nice, Gundy. If you ever get him, man.
Right.
If you ever get him.
So, has anybody else got any other questions before we head up out of here? Mm-hmm. Yes, Nefarious, I did.
Yeah, 1070 is pretty good.
Yeah. 1070 does nice, actually. Until you know, the ETH bomb goes off.
Let's see, 1070 right now. Wow. So Ethereum is not top dog for mining on a 1070, according to what to mine. Swap is your top pick, up by 20 cents.
Wow.
And then BitTube, and then BDL, and then Firo, and then Conceal, and then Ethereum.
Wow. Interesting.
There you go, guys. Y'all see what I see. It's just a 1070. There's all your hash rates. And we know the hash a little bit more than that, but there it is, man. Ethereum's way down there. Way down there.
Interesting.
Wonder if 3060 Ti is Ethereum is up. Ethereum's on top. Conceal's right below it. What about a 1070 Ti. Ethereum is still not on top. I know it's two, but Ethereum is on top. 1080 Ti.
Conceal. Wow.
Conceal. So I bet the 1080. Just because it's one. I bet that's the... No?
No.
Okay. Wonder why. Maybe hash to watt.
Yep.
Yeah, hash to watt. Not by much, though. I mean, look. Literally. 2 cents.
I'll give you my 2 cents.
Take that 2 cents right there and shove it.
Right.
So, yeah. So, you know. And if you go and hash on the 580, 8 gigabyte, like Gundy was just talking about, make 248 on Ethereum. Ravencoin is next. So, there you go. Careful with Conceal. For sure, dude. I agree. Careful with that. If you mine it, dude, shits or bits all day. Don't hold that, like, at all. Mine two sats on that.
True.
Not financial
I'm not
advice,
telling you what you do. I'd be trading daily on it.
Get a payout, get out. Yep. Get a payout, get out. More transactions, but worth it. He said he had several payouts that were zero. Fuck. And when you're going to a pool, man, there's no support for pools, really.
Nope.
That's just terrible. Makes no sense. No, it doesn't. And I've heard their Discord isn't very happy and friendly.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm great again. Make mining great again, Yasha.
Right.
But, all right, guys.
Yeah, no, mining won't be great until the Aeon plaque comes up, right?
Yeah, the Aeon plaque needs to show up out of hiding.
Right, right. Then mining will be great again. That's probably why the devs of Aeon left, is that they're like, man, they lost the plaque, dude. All is done.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Oh, too funny, too funny.
It's going to be 100%. Oh, man. Always, man. Hope you all have a great night, guys.
Yep.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
For sure.
Go out there, have fun, get your gains,
right.
Take your profits. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to take profits.
Never.
If you want to get in the Patreon, guys, get in the description. It is in the description below. Any of the tiers, guys, there's great knowledge in the trading tier. Jay's in there killing it. I've even released a couple videos in there. Into like a DeFi section, kind of diving in on stuff like that. Got to be part of the Patreon to see kind of some of that stuff, though.
Definitely guys, smash that Lizzy like button. Subscribe if you're new here. Hit the little bell notification. Check to see if the bell notification is still pressed for you so that whenever we drop awesome videos like this, you are notified right away. At least we hope you're notified right away. And with that, we will definitely see you all on the next one.
Later, guys.
Y'all.